Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher giving you your every fifth week report on what's going on in the county. As always, it's an honor to do this for the community. I want to start off by talking about the library's story stroll in the parks that they have in the county. Right now, we have a story stroll at Deer Park in Westminster, Memorial Park in Tawnytown, and Leicester Park in Hampstead. And what these story strolls are a chance for you to walk with your children, and every so often is a station where you can read part of the story and go through the entire story process with your children so they can enjoy a book with you and you can enjoy the great outdoors. I want to give a special thanks to everyone in the county library system for putting this together. And as always, it's what makes this county such a great place to live and raise children. And if you get a chance, you can go on to the public library website and I'll update you on the stories that are out there on the story strolls. Also, since we're on the park theme, we have the Walk in the Park schedule going on. The next Walk in the Park will be August 16th, 10 a.m. at Deer Park. After that is September 21st at Westminster Veterans Memorial Park. October 18th will be Leicester Park up in Hampstead. November 17th, it'll be at Bennett Surf Park in Westminster. And the last one for us as county commissioners will be December 7th at Bear Branch Trails, which will be absolutely wonderful. This is a chance for you to go for a walk in the park with your county commissioner, chat on a very casual level and get to know them, voice what's going on and share your concerns. And what's most important on this is to get out there and enjoy the parks. We're all about you utilizing the park resources and maintaining your health. And we have a tremendous amount of resources. Well, we have fall coming up in front of us. Parks and Recreation has lots of things going on. We have a lot of fall events and registration. Go to the county website for Rec and Parks and see what fall events are going on. We have Schools Out Fun Day, October 21st. No school, no problem. The Recreation and Park staff will be offering on and off-site activities for school-aged children at $50 a person. You can contact the Parks and Rec's website and find out about that. We also have Halloween Kids Bash. That's October 28th. They can wear a costume, decorate trick-or-treat bags, hunt for candy, flashlight, and watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. You can, as always, go to the county website and get information on it. We have lots of activities going on for our seniors. We have line dancing for beginners. That's September 8th, and that is a chance for you to learn line dancing. It's $40 a person. You can contact Parks and Rec. We have yoga in the park on September 6th through October 11th. There's Zumba on Wednesdays, September 7th to October 12th. There's a fee for all this, and you go to the website and you get all the information in particulars. There's pickleball for beginners. There's a tremendous amount of activities that you engage in to stay healthy and active here in Carroll County. We also have coming up the Piney Run Fall Festival. Celebrate fall at Piney Run Park, October 8th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be artisan and craft vendors, live music and entertainment, scarecrow making, which is always a lot of fun for the children and the family, food vendors and a bake table, pumpkin painting, wagon rides, and more. For more information, contact Piney Run Nature Center, 410-795-6043. And also for nature environment, we have fall hiking at Piney Run Park. That'll be on Fridays, starting September 2nd, then October 7th, November 4th. These are all from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning, 18 years and older. Learn the trails of Piney Run Park each month. We'll explore a different section of the Piney Run Park to see what makes each trail unique. Dress for the outdoors and meet at the Piney Run Nature Center unless directed otherwise. The instructor will be Max Bukalwitz. I'm sorry, I've slaughtered someone's name. And there's a fee of $21 per person to engage in that. There's Nature and Nurture. That is on Friday, starting September 9th and October 14th and November 4th. That's a morning event, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Piney Run Nature Center. Come join us as we explore the beautiful park. Each month, we learn what lives and thrives at Piney Run Park. It's a really good event also. Great for bringing your children. They will have basket weaving class Saturday, September 10th, also at the Piney Run Nature Center. You learn how to basket weave. Nice thing to learn. Something to engage in to spend your time out at the Nature Center and enjoy the environment. There's Art in Nature, Saturday, September 25th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Piney Run State Park. Don your hiking boots and join us for a hike in the woods. While hiking, let's look for sticks and stones to create art, not break bones. How cute. So you can learn how to build arts and crafts from the stuff that's laying around out in the wilderness and the nature. And then there's Batty for Halloween, Saturday, October 29th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Let's Go Batty for Halloween. Don your best costume and march to the park. We'll parade around our park and entertain our critters with some games, snacks, and crafts. We hope you join us for the fun. It's a $7 fee per person. So we have a tremendous amount of activities for you. And then here's what I like. Nature Therapy Walk. Summer Celebration Walk. That is Saturday, September 17th, 9:30 a.m. to noon. And that will give you a chance. Nature's peace will flow through you as sunshine flows into the trees. The wind will blow their own freshness into you and the storms their energy while carries you off with the autumn leaves. Interesting phrase there. It's all about getting out in nature, and that's what's important about going on these nature walks. Get away from the stress of your job. Enjoy the beautiful nature and environment that's all around us. There's a $25 fee for that, and as always, you can go to the Recreation Parks website and get additional information. There will be Haunted History Hike, Sunday, October 23rd, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Hashua Environmental Center. Do you dare to explore Hashua in the dark? Discover what's inside the Martin Cabin. We'll find out. Meet some night hunters that travel by wings and foot and take a walk in the dark as your trail guide speaks of the ghosts that haunt the area. Bring closed-toed shoes and a flashlight. Due to the nature of this event, it is recommended for those 10 years and older. There was a $7 fee, and it'll be carried on by the Bear Branch staff. That sounds like a lot of fun. We have a lot of good things for you to do with your family. And there's the Piney Run Park Wagon Rides and Campfires, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout September and October. Enjoy a 45-minute private wagon ride on the trails of Piney Run Park, followed up by an hour campfire. We'll supply the wagon ride and campfire. Families, bring your own supplies for making s'mores, hot dogs, and campfire treats. So that's a really good event for you and your family. We got all the fun parks and rec stuff out of the way. I want to talk about some stuff going on with our county government. We have just recently hired a new HR director, Ms. Christy Bixler. And we commissioners are pleased to announce the appointment of Ms. Bixler to be the next director of human resources. She will join the county starting September 8th. Ms. Bixler is a certified human resources professional with more than 20 years of HR generalist experience, including leading the HR department, an organization of over 40 departments and nearly 2,000 employees. Director Bixler will manage the overall direction, administration, and evaluation of her department of human resources. So we're very pleased with the hiring of Ms. Bixler, and we wish her the best of success because she has an extremely critical role in managing our county government with the programs and reforms that we are instituting. And I want to wrap this up with the last thing, and this is about Carroll Transit. We'll begin Saturday service pilot program and start the 6th of August. Past public forums revealed a continued concern from customers and partners regarding the need for public transportation services on Saturdays. This three-month pilot program will operate from August 6th through October 29th. And we will evaluate the services and demand provided once we get through all this, and we'll make a determination what to move forward in the future. Now, this additional Saturday will not cost us any money. This will be provided for by relief funds and economic security acts that were put forward in their budget. So these finances are being utilized on this pilot program. It will not cost the county any money. And once we're done this pilot program, then we can evaluate the need for more of this in the future or not. And as always, it is a tremendous honor to be your county commissioner. I only have a few more months left in this office before I transition to another public service capacity. And it has been a tremendous honor to serve. And I look forward to continued service for you as your public official. God bless and have a wonderful day.